This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. David Gianforte, the son of Montana's conservative Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, is one of many people lobbying in the Montana legislature against harmful anti-transgender bills. David Gianforte identifies as non-binary and uses he and they pronouns. He is the governor's second oldest of four children. David Gianforte has said he didn't know what kind of impact lobbying his father, the governor, might have, but said they felt strongly about using their connection and access to one of the state's most powerful elected officials to bring more light to issues impacting LGBTQ Montanans. David Gianforte said he initially reached out to his father over email, asking him, as your constituent and your son, to veto the anti-LGBTQ and anti-transgender legislation advancing toward Governor Gianforte's desk. David, 32, lobbied his father on March 27th with a prepared statement about legislation affecting transgender Montanans and the LGBTQ community generally, to which David says he belongs. He lobbied against Senate Bill 99, a ban on gender-affirming health care for minors, against Senate Bill 458, a bill to define sex as strictly male and female in Montana code, and against House Bill 359, a ban on drag shows in many public spaces. David Gianforte met with his father in the governor's office, with Gianforte's top health advisor present. David said, "I felt somewhat of an obligation to speak with him about it, otherwise I would regret the missed opportunity." David Gianforte said he read his printed statement aloud, which said, "Hey, Dad, thanks for setting aside time to meet with me. It means a lot to me," David said. "There are a lot of important issues passing through the legislature right now. For my own sake, I've chosen to focus primarily on transgender rights, as that would significantly directly affect a number of my friends. I would like to make the argument that these bills are immoral, unjust, and frankly, a violation of human rights." David Gianforte lives in Bozeman and said he hasn't previously spoken publicly about his gender identity or his relationship with his father, who in 2021 became Montana's first Republican governor in 16 years. David said that after he first told his parents he was gay in 2020, the family never talked about it at length again. Throughout the current legislative session, David Gianforte said he has closely tracked the bills as they pass through the Republican-majority legislature toward his father's desk. They said they weighed whether to broach the topic with their father and what might be risked in the process. Last Friday, Senate Bill 99, the ban on gender-affirming health care for minors, was the first to land on the governor's desk and is awaiting his signature or veto. Governor Gianforte dodged questions at a March press conference about where he stands on Senate Bill 99, the bill that bans gender-affirming health care for minors. David Gianforte was one of thousands of people urging the governor to veto that bill. The governor sent SB 99 back to the legislature with amendments that, in David's view, did not make the legislation better for the state's LGBTQ+ community. The changes include revised definitions of sex to account for children with intersex conditions and tightened prohibitions on the use of public funds for minors' gender-affirming medical treatments. David said they had asked their father to think about transgender Montanans with empathy and compassion, even if the governor didn't share their experiences. In his letter to lawmakers explaining the amendments, Governor Gianforte referenced those same values, empathy and compassion, while also expressing support for the bill. To David, the letter didn't make sense. David Gianforte said, "It's bizarre to me to read the press release that my father put out. He talks about compassion toward children, the youth of Montana, while simultaneously taking away health care from the youth in Montana. It's basically a contradiction in my mind." David said he knows transgender people who have benefited from the medical services that SB 99 would restrict, such as hormone therapy, including some who started taking those medications as teenagers. The other bills, he said, amount to invasions of privacy and attempts to curb the right of self-expression. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.